The following content is not suitable for children.
We always have sex before I'm really ready, and I just need more foreplay.
Maybe you should wake me up when you're ready then.
No.
All right. How do we help these couples, Lori, protect each other better?
Oh, my goodness. Welcome to Foreplay Radio, Couples and Sex Therapy. I'm Lori Watson, your sex therapist.
And I'm George Fallon, your couples therapist.
And we are passionate about talking about sex and helping you develop a way to talk to each other.
Our mission is to help our audience develop a healthier relationship to sex that integrates the mind, the heart, and the body.
You know, I really want to talk about this dynamic, George, and I want to use what we've been teaching about how we protect our partner when we get into the negative sexual cycle. But the dynamic that just comes up over and over, no pun intended, in my room is the couple who's a little bit older and she needs more foreplay. She needs more time to get aroused. And I would say most women need a lot of time to get aroused, no matter what age they are. But in that period of arousing her, you know, he may lose his erection. So he wants to start off with an erection. Maybe he's taking Viagra. He gets an erection. So then he feels sexual. He feels something in his penis. He initiates. And she's like nowhere. So, they got to spend time on her. In the meantime, he's lost his erection. And, you know, this thing goes bad. And we just got to help couples talk about it and solve this problem, I think. Because it often happens to people as they get a little bit older.
Sounds like a best-selling book coming up here, Laura. You could fix this problem.
A best-selling book, How to Keep Her Gone When You're Losing It.
Well, I do like starting off with what we've been talking a lot about recently, which is to blame the cycle for this. It's not either one of their fault. It's so sad that both of them, she gets blamed for not being turned on fast enough. He gets blamed for the ED. Both of them feel horrible about themselves when this is a very predictable setup.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get couples to start seeing that?
Yes, and it's also a very likely pattern that might happen to you if you've been with a partner for a while.
Right.
So
where do you want to start?
We need solutions. Okay. Well, I want to talk about maybe he gets upset with her that she's taking too long to get aroused.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he says to her things like, you know, you wanted to have sex. I'm hard, but I'm hard now. And it's like, you don't want to have intercourse yet. And honey, if we wait and keep going on you, I'm not getting any stimulation, you know, because I'm working on you or you're working on yourself. And it's like, then I lose my erection right at the point that you want to have intercourse. This is, you know, it's like, can't you speed it up?
Mm-hmm.
Can't you think about it? I mean, maybe you could get aroused before we even start. You could use a vibrator. You could do something. But it's like you're expecting me to do all this work. And in the meantime, I'm nowhere.
Right. So how do we help him understand that that's actually pretty typical, what she is experiencing and what she's needing? Right. I think a lot of men are trying to assume that a woman's body is just like a man's body, that it can start off in the same way, right? And it starts off with hot attraction and this desire, and it's ready to go,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think a lot of men don't recognize the mountain a lot of women have to kind of, you know, they start off with willingness, which is so different than starting off with arousal that a lot of men are starting off with. So how do we kind of normalize this process, get men to buy into, wait a second, this is not something abnormal about my partner. This is how most women are.
Absolutely.
That need this. So maybe you can talk to that, Lori, just about, you know, how, you know, just the math behind what women tend to need.
Yeah. I mean, even a woman who feels desire, right? This is usually from her memories or her fantasies. You know, she's thinking about sex that night. She wants to have sex that night. She wants to connect. It feels delicious to her. She's like, ooh, you know, tonight's the night. But honestly, her body may be completely at a zero. That means that she's not feeling tingly. She's not lubricated. She's not engorged in any way. The physiological response is not matching her desire. I would say for most women, even high desire women, after they've been married for a period of time, let's say 10 years, right? Their body is not correlating with arousal, even when they want to do it. And if men are frustrated by that, let me tell you what it's like to be a woman and feel a little frustrated by that ourselves, right? Because I wish, I envy men that they can think about sex and have erections. I mean, gosh, that is so marvelous. It is so wonderful. And I just wish that women were connected in that same way. We don't have enough testosterone to like ignite the fire inside to make it hot until women get stimulation. They just don't have that part that, you know, their body turns on, their mind can be turned on, but they need help turning their body on. And that means they need to have the touching start. And that is really important. I especially if you're with a partner whose style of initiation is verbal. You want to have sex? Do you want to do it? Rather than maybe the style that is touching that starts to warm up her body, and that may be what she really needs, right? And it has to be slow. I mean, I know it's crazy making. It's like, well, if I know she needs to be touched and her clitoris needs to be stimulated, why don't I just start doing that? And it's like, oh, I know how much that would make sense to somebody else, but it doesn't feel good to a woman.
And that's why I think this education is really important for men. Right? You're trying to shift their mindset from a sprinter's mentality to a marathon runner's mentality, mm-hmm. right? They have a sprinter's mentality. It's like, boom, let's go. Ready to go. Why are we waiting? Right. Mm-hmm. But to really appreciate the way a woman's body is made, mm-hmm. that, you know, that slow buildup that you're talking about, the men that buy into that, they get excited about that. Like, I want to be part of that buildup. Mm-hmm. Like, I get to be part of that climbing the mountain with you. Mm-hmm. Like that excitement, that journeying together really paces a guy to see the longer time period that it's going to take, instead of getting frustrated and feeling rejected because their partner's not desirous of them, to recognize it's just not how their body responds. Mm-hmm. I really think going into it, the assumptions, the expectations really shape kind of how we experience the moment. So if men are listening, can start changing their expectations to say, wait a second, my wife is starting off with a willingness and needs my help to get there. That's pretty exciting for me. Like, I'm crucial to this experience, right? And, you know, how much better is that to work together, blaming the cycle for, you know, why he often feels rejected,
yes.
right? That this expectation that I had that wasn't really accurate, right? I need to start to shift that.
Yes, exactly. And that long pattern is actually so natural in early sex. I had a woman describe it to me recently, just how exquisite it was to kind of start and stop and caress each other and, you know, get aroused and then sort of delay a little bit and go back and forth and play with that place of arousal being enough before they rush to climax. And she said, for the record, because of that play, because of that delay, her body had the best opportunity to be super aroused. And so she said the orgasms were out of sight, because for a woman's body, the more kind of vasocongestion is what we call it, right? When her vulva gets swollen, when her tissue gets filled with blood, she really has a better chance at having a bigger orgasm. So this slow pattern for her is also what makes sex optimal for her.
Good stuff.
Yes. Yes, it's good stuff. But what do we do when the man now, who often men tell me, you know, they want to start with an erection. They don't even really want to start. They don't feel very sexual until their penis is involved. And so maybe he's struggling and he doesn't have erections as easily. So he uses Viagra, or, you know, sildenafil is really the generic term, one of the drugs that helps him. Blue Chew, you know, maybe he uses Blue Chew. And this helps him get an erection, and now he feels really, really sexual. But he's got to use it. You know, he's so afraid he's going to lose it if he doesn't use it right away. And she's dead in the water. And so he starts to feel anxious, which, of course, is a gravity pull on his penis.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I don't think women really get the stress it is for a man to lose their erection. Right. I mean, it's when it works the way it's supposed to work. Right. It's like instantaneous and it's ready until orgasm. Like that's you think about your first time masturbating or a sexual encounter. That's kind of what happens. Mm-hmm. Right. So men don't have experience with losing their erection and getting it back and losing it again. It's not like, you know, I think women, that's pretty normal. Right. It's like you think you're going to climax, then you don't. And then you know, so that it's to appreciate. It's a scary thing if you start off erect. And you're ready to have sex, and then you lose your erection, and now you got to get it back. Because now it makes it into a whole mind game for a lot of men. It introduces doubt. It introduces anxiety, right? And now they're focusing on their penis instead of focusing on the act, and it starts to really spiral, you know, into this place of anxiety.
Yeah, and their anxiety is going to complicate the erection further. So it's no longer physiological. It's now mental. And that anxiety, that worry, I could lose my erection. It's like, don't think about pink elephants. Don't think you're going to lose your erection because guess what? You're going to lose your erection.
And it breaks everything. Then it breaks the emotional connection because now you're not with your partner. You're focusing on your erection. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really a tough spot.
It is a tough spot. And I say this to several of my male clients that, you know, you've kind of beaten it in my head how difficult it is for men when they might lose their erection. And I think in a brand new way, even as a sex therapist, I've heard you. I really get it. But I would love to say that this playful sort of slow arousal can work for men too. Mm-hmm. You know, they can start to enjoy touch on their penis, enjoy being aroused, and then maybe enjoy whole body arousal in a new way that builds for them something that is very powerful, very sensual, you know, that brings them to climax in a way that they're relaxed, that they're invested. I mean, if they could be at peace with this pattern as they age a little bit, that, yeah, they're going to get hard, they're going to get soft, they're going to get hard. That is normal. And if they will lean into it, their experience will be fuller. I mean, that's the hope, is if we can get men to lean into this and not be afraid of it, and not be afraid of losing their erection, their whole body can be turned on.
I like it. Well, let's come back and talk about how men can lean into this place.
Having sex and making it better. Who doesn't want that? I'd like to suggest to you a new product, Foria, especially their Awaken Arousal Oil and Sex Oil. It has CBD in it. It's a natural plant-based ingredient. Really, there is a cult nearly of tens of thousands of people who are using this to transform their experience. You can put it on your vulva, in your vagina, and it gives you basically a heightened orgasm. So you have my permission to fully try this. I endorse it. Please treat yourself to more and deeper and fuller pleasure whenever you can find it as often as possible. You can start with this bottle of Foria. And Foria is offering a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order by visiting foriawellness.com/foreplay or use the code foreplay at checkout. That's foriawellness.com/foreplay for 20% off your first order. I recommend trying Awaken Arousal Oil and Sex Oil. You'll thank me later. George, I am so ready to see people in person. We are going to North Texas.
Nice. I agree. We're zoomed out. Enough of this kind of talking to each other on screens and muting each other. Let's get back to the real thing. It's about connection, right, Lori?
It is. And we're going to be teaching about sex and how therapists can help couples with their sexual attachment. You know what they say in Texas about sex, George? Keep the Stetson on, baby.
Woo!
So come join us. Come join us. NorthTexasEFT.com or ForePlaySexTherapy.com. We have it on our resource section. Please sign up. We want this thing to be full. We want to see you in person. We're going to party. We're going to have so much fun. Join us for sex and attachment training for therapists, Dallas, Texas.
Join us August 12th to 13th for the after party, too.
Woohoo!
It's really helpful, Lori, as you're trying to emphasize what men could do a little bit differently by leaning into this place of it being okay to lose your erection, to take some of the pressure off, to recognize, you know, if you're fooling around for half an hour before you actually have intercourse, that, you know, if your focus is on your partner and you let yourself go and your body relaxes and you lose your erection, that's part of the process, right? That especially as you get older, like how do you get more intentional when it is ready for you to get busy with your erection?
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe you are going to need something specific from your partner. Like, you know, you're getting your partner off, your partner's body is getting warmed up, it's all working great. All right, it's time to get you ready again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what does that take to kind of take that focus to get that erection going again? And now once it goes again, now you're ready to go.
Yes.
Right. And again, it's just trying to get the timing down with men or with couples to talk to each other about this.
Yeah. I think it takes so much vulnerability. And when people are secure sexually, this conversation can happen and there can be no shame. It's like, hey, we're working with bodies now that are a little older, that are a little different. Let's work together on it and let's make it really super pleasurable for both of us. I mean, I really do see this in couples. I had a couple who was really secure about this. It was no big deal. It was just absolutely no big deal. He didn't worry about losing his erection. He was able to ask for what he wanted. And I think we should do a role play about a couple who kind of works it out. What do you think?
I like that. I want to bring in this scenario that I get a lot. You know, the husband's going down on the wife. And the wife finally is now aroused and is like, all right, get on top, let's go. But now the husband has lost his erection.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So again, that's the moment that we got to be able to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So maybe we could practice
okay,
that
Okay, so maybe
moment.
We do that moment. Okay, let's do that moment,
all
buddy.
Right.
Glad you're my buddy and I feel so safe with you doing this moment. Okay. Am I starting or are you starting?
You start.
I don't know
where to start.
Okay. So I want to talk to you about something that happened the other night in bed. And I'm just so aware that in the past, when we talked about your need for Viagra, like you felt so criticized by me, like somehow or another, you weren't performing enough. But since you started using it, I know you have better erections. I know you're more confident. And I just appreciate that you even considered this as adding to our sex life and that we kind of worked it out. And it was a dicey conversation. And so I appreciate your openness about it and that, you know, you were willing to go there with me. And I wanted to talk about just a little bit more about when we were having oral sex the other night. And you're great at it and it was wonderful. And I felt so excited. And then I was ready for intercourse. And, you know, because that's what I like. It's like I like just getting there kind of on the edge and then moving right to intercourse. And I'm like, okay, you know, let's do it. And then I realized, okay, you know, you didn't have an erection. And I just saw it on your face, honey, this like almost like shame, like you couldn't perform. And it was, I don't know, there was something, and it's almost imperceptible, and I don't even know if I'm right about what you were feeling, but it was like we were back in that place of you're failing. And I would have been so willing to do anything. I need you to tell me what you need. I need you to ask me. I want to help you. You know, when I'm that aroused, I'm probably not going to lose it very fast. And so I don't know, it was almost like we missed each other. And what I really want from you and need from you is just explicit conversation. What do you need from me? What can I do to make you feel pleasure? What can I do to help you get hard again?
So pause.
Okay.
Just for our listeners, this is the overlap, right? We're talking about the sexual cycle But the sexual cycle often gives doorways into the emotional cycle, right? Lori's wanting to know what happens to me emotionally in that moment. So this is going to be now, as a sexual pursuer, but an emotional withdrawer, I often don't have words here. And this is really important to develop emotional words, you know, even within the sexual cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So back to our role play.
Okay, I like to mix it up. The emotional, sexual, I always mess it up a little.
No, that's real life. I think you're asking me what happens in that moment. And a lot of sexual pursuers won't have words, so that's okay. This is about finding the words.
Right, okay. So I don't know. Do you remember even what I'm talking about, hun? Because I want us to understand this in the same way we've understood other things between us.
Right. Yeah, I do remember. You know, I just remember really focusing on you and kind of enjoying kind of what works orally down there with you. And as you're getting turned on, I'm like, oh, that was working. That was, you know, that's cool. And
that was
like,
good.
So, and you know, it was a while. And you know, when you said like, I could feel you getting aroused and you're like, all right, I'm ready, get on top. And I was like, I wanted to get on top. And like, I didn't even realize I wasn't hard until that moment.
Ooh, really? That makes some sense to me.
I don't know. Maybe I was relaxed. I don't know what was going on, but like I was just kind of enjoying kind of being with you. And I was surprised myself that I wasn't aroused because I felt like I was aroused. I knew you were aroused. That usually, I'm always aroused when you're aroused. So I don't know what happened there.
First of all, thank you so much. You are so generous. And I love that I didn't feel rushed at all. And that felt so good to me. And I can imagine like this sudden shift where I want something else from you and you don't even know you're not hard and like change the whole tempo of it. Like I was feeling very relaxed. I was just trusting you. It felt so good. And then I kind of changed this tempo and you're like, trying to catch up with me maybe. Like, that must have been a freeze moment.
I really feel like my penis betrayed me. It's like,
honey,
that is exactly the moment it needs to be ready. That is like all this work was that moment. And like, are you kidding me? I was just so like, I was confused. I was like, and I was angry at myself.
Oh gosh. But I am so glad you're telling me that. I wouldn't have even guessed that. So it's like your own body is betraying you. Your penis doesn't work, is betraying you. And now you're mad at yourself. I thought I had done something wrong. And I kind of saw that over your face. And we were separate for a second. I had no idea. I honestly had no idea you would think that. I appreciate you telling me that so much. That really helps me understand what you go through. And gosh,
I actually just wanted it to be over. I just wanted you to have an orgasm and just be done.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Because it must have felt terrible. Like you were failing, your body was failing you. You didn't know what to do.
So let's pause again.
Okay.
Again, just for our listeners to understand, this often happens for sexual pursuers. Because now we're trying to talk about the emotions of the vulnerability in this moment where I feel betrayed by my penis. It's an intense feeling it brings up. So my strategy to deal with emotions starts to kick in. Now I want to disengage. I want to get away from those feelings. I want to turn those feelings down.
Mm-hmm.
I want to stop having sex. I want to stop thinking about this. I want to get away from it. So this person who's sexually pursuing in this moment starts to emotionally want to pull away.
And I got to say, even as I do this role play, though, you know, like the exquisite vulnerability of him telling me emotionally what actually happened, just it feels like, wow, now we can solve it. I can feel close. I wasn't being rejected. He wasn't going away from me.
Mm-hmm.
He was going away from this terrible feeling of his body betraying him and him feeling angry at himself and just wishing that probably that I had climaxed and it was over. And it was like, I mean, wow, that is so vulnerable. Such a gift to the partner to hear this piece.
And once we name it, now we could see if the root of it. So let's go back to our role play.
Okay.
So, you know, this is helpful. I mean, I don't normally like talking about these things.
I know.
But I guess in that moment, you know, maybe there's something, if I could say something, maybe there's something that you could do that can get me back.
Yes.
Right? Because I'm not focusing on me in that moment. But maybe, like, if I would say, just give me a minute, babe, like, you know, it'd be great if you gave me a blowjob, right?
Yeah,
that might, like,
I would have been so
reawake
willing.
My penis to say, remember, buddy, you're still here too, like, because I think it just got forgotten there for a while, and like, I guess I gotta think about it too, and help you kind of think about it with me, and then see how that would go.
Yeah, and you know, just for the record, gosh, you know, I know I want an intercourse, but the fact that you weren't ready. I have been not ready so many millions of times, and you have been so generous to me in helping me get aroused. I would have loved to do anything. I would have given a blowjob in a heartbeat, you know, to help you get ready. I mean, really, when I'm that aroused, I don't lose it very quickly. So me working on you for a while, I am all about it, baby. You know, just and it would have been wonderful to hear the ask. I mean, that to me is so exciting when you tell me exactly what you want. It's like, ooh, okay, now I know what he likes and what he wants right now. I mean, that is just like safe, and I feel merged with you and connected when you're talking to me and asking. I mean, really, I mean, it's less to me than about our bodies. It's like you telling me that, I feel so connected.
Wow is all I can say, because this is... it's so different than what I think. And I think if you know I'm not hard, it's going to turn you off and just going to crash everything down like a deck of cards. And,
oh my gosh,
but
no.
What you're saying is know that you're already there. You're going to stay in that place for a while, that you can actually be more turned on to try to get me turned on.
It,
and that would work for you.
It totally turns me on to give blowjobs. You know that. I love doing that. And it's just... you know, I don't have an expectation that you're going to stay hard when we're doing it for a half an hour or 45 minutes. I mean, no way. I mean, I love the back and forth.
We can stop talking. Let's try. Let's go. Let's do it.
Okay. Great.
So yeah, we're having some
fun couple,
here.
This couple, like, really, you know, they're so secure, right? And they work it out so beautifully that they can talk about it, and they can encourage each other, and they're accepting, and they're reinforcing the good moves they already have to build on, you know, how to resolve this problem.
And even if you're not in that place yet, you can get there. We just want to give you a target of what it would look like to have a conversation instead of avoiding these conversations and both people going into separate holes. That's what the cycle wants you to do. It wants you to blame your partner. It wants you to blame yourself, right? When you work together, you can find ways out of these places. The misses that happen in all sexual encounters become doorways into the most loving connections, right? Which is, I love the way Laurie responded to me in that place, because instead of me going away alone in shame, you know, I let her in, and I feel like she's wanting me in this place I don't even want myself. That's love at its best. So that's waiting there for all of you listening.
Yeah.
Love at its best.
Love at its best. Thanks for listening.
Keep it hot, y'all.
Call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4PLAY. That's 833-MY-4PLAY. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes. All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor. This podcast is copyrighted by 4Play Media.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.